You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to 2016. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your gracious co-host, Chris.
And Jonathan, yes, we are back in the building doing a damn thing for 2016. We back, folks. Know y'all missed us. We here. Let's roll.
Yeah, man. We're off a little bit. Jonathan was a little under the weather.
Yep.
You know, didn't really have the energy. We had a lot going on, but out of town. How you feeling, man? You good?
I'm good. Feeling great. No, everything is back. I'm feeling a little better. Still a smidge under the weather, but not like I was before. Everything's good. Everything's kosher. We got some big news here in L.A. My Broncos is looking nice and ready for this weekend coming up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, things are great. Just a special announcement for the people out there. I am done, folks. There's no more of this PC shit. I'm through with it. I'm sick of this sensitive-ass society and all this nonsense. I'm calling it like it is from now on. I'm sick of this. So, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan's got a new segment he want to bring up. He bring it to the table for this year.
Sir, my alter ego's coming out.
Oh, snap. You know, we're talking NBA, and he said NFL playoffs is here. College football has completed its season.
Yep.
And,
yes,
you know,
it has.
We got a ton of awards to hand out since we've been off for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know how to reach us. In case you don't, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a message via voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can leave us some ratings or reviews, iTunes, Stitcher, any of that. We all read all that on the show. Or you can reach us at the website, www.blackisonline.com.
Hey, hit us up. Anything y'all want to talk about, let us know. No doubt. We will definitely get back at you. You can believe it. Holla!
Oh, yeah. We're going to jump into the national championship game. But before that, you know where we live at. So you know we got some great news out here.
Baylor, what's happening?
We getting the football team. Yeah!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's coming, baby. It's finally happening. You've been hearing about it, it seems like, for like the past 10 years. They've been talking about a freaking team potentially coming to L.A. over and over again every fucking year. And then finally, it has been announced. It is official, like a referee with the whistle. We getting a team. L.A. should have been had a football team. It's a travesty we didn't at least have one. Now we potentially getting two, but one I will definitely take for sure.
Oh, yeah. Rams is coming back. I feel like I wish I had the soundbite of The Rock. Finally, the NFL has come back to Los Angeles. You know, it was what was they going to take? Was it the Carson or the Inglewood? But Inglewood up to no good, but got some good news today.
Yes, they did. Let it be known. You know them hood niggas was like, what? Say what, son? Let's go.
Yep. Rams will be back 2016. I can't wait.
They did say, I guess, they probably won't be moving into Hollywood Park around that area till 2019.
Yeah, they.
I guess until then, they playing in the Coliseum.
Yeah, they haven't said where they're gonna play. I think they're gonna play in the Coliseum more than likely, which is right down the street.
Yep.
So we happy about that. I know I feel bad for folks in St. Louis. Look, I hate seeing franchises move. Really.
Hey, shout out to Daryl from Straight Outta Low Cash. He said Cass was pissed.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, Stan Kroenke was. He set it up. I mean, he talking about the stadium about to be the best stadium anywhere. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm happy for the influx of money coming into Inglewood, some jobs and whatnot, new businesses. So that's cool. But, you know, got one team here. The Chargers have, I guess, a year to decide whether they want to come or not.
They said a couple months. They didn't say no year.
Oh, it said a couple months?
That's what I've heard. That's what I read.
I read it was like they had until 2017.
Oh, I heard they had a couple months.
Okay, but basically they have, you know, he's got to figure out what to do because he was trying to get the Carson joint, but that ain't work, which I still was like, how you going to have two rival teams in the same division playing in the same stadium? That's just weird.
Yeah, it would be a little odd.
Yep, so, but now he's got to figure out what he's going to do. Either he's going to have to work it out with Stan or... He's going to have to beg San Diego to let him come back.
Well, I've heard Stan Kroenke, I guess, did some shiesty shit to that fool back in the day. So kind of hard for him to trust him already.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just what you going to do. I mean, because if he says he doesn't want it, he's staying in San Diego, then that gives the Raiders the option if they want to move in.
Yep.
And you know
people here are just like, yeah, San Diego don't come. LA Raiders, come on back.
Oh, yeah, you know we got
back.
You know the homie Baylor like, yeah, don't take it. Please don't. Nah. Yeah, he dissed you back then. Don't forget that.
Oh, man, that's great. But, yeah, that traffic is going to be a bitch. So all y'all Sunday after church, all nuts. That good stuff. Yeah, just make sure you plan correctly because God knows what's going to happen when there's a Dodger, Laker, Ram game on the same day and traffic's going to be stupid. It's already dumb, but Jesus Christ, it's only going to get worse.
Oh, it's going to be something hectic. Yeah. For sure. But we just had to get that out. That was the new news of the day that came out and because of speaking to L.A., I had to just get that emotion, that happiness out.
I'd rub it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, John, he just like, get this AFC West team here so that's I can see my Broncos every year.
Thank you. Get me an AFC West squad so I can see my Denver Broncos all the time. Thank you very much.
You're rocking that orange.
I can finally rock my orange and blue to my Broncos game. I ain't got to travel to Denver. Woohoo, baby. Loving it.
There you go.
Loving it.
Yeah, we will be getting back to the NFL talk, but first it just happened yesterday. Great national championship game for real.
Yeah. That was a great game. It was really good.
A lot more scoring than I think most people had. But hey.
Hell yeah, with both teams dropping 40. Yeah.
But once again, Nick Saban hosting that trophy again. Alabama taking it over Clemson, 45-40.
I was rooting for Clemson, but something told me Alabama was going to win. I was hoping Clemson would have pulled it out. I like that kid, Deshaun Watson. That fool's a beast.
Oh, no, he proved it. I mean, on Clemson's side, he was 30 of 47, 405 yards, 4 touchdowns, an interception. And then ran for 73 yards on 20 carries. I mean, he showed some things.
Yeah. But that whoever that kid was, I forget his name, the tight end that was just wide open all the time for Alabama. He was just killing them the whole game.
Oh, yeah, that was O.J. Howard.
Yeah. He had like 200-something yards off of 5 catches. Yeah, 5 like, catches,
208, 2 touchdowns. You're like, come on.
That's ridiculous. But man, like, he ain't do shit all season.
Nope. Came up when he needed it most.
Yeah.
That's all that matter.
Jesus Christ. You
know, but really, this game was all about Alabama special teams.
Yeah, that came up. Yeah, that onside kick.
I had to rewind it because I was like, wait, what happened? It's like, Alabama got the ball back. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, what did I miss? And flip back, you're like, wow. Gutsy that call.
Yeah, that was ballsy, but he pulled it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just tied the game. Came back, whoop, get that score. And then that punt return, I believe, for a touchdown, you were like, oof.
Yeah. That kid is a beast.
Oof, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, Clemson kept it close towards the end of the fourth quarter, but once they had, I think it was one play where O.J. Howard caught it in the backfield, and he ran like 60-something yards. That was it, man.
Yeah, for some reason, it just seemed like whenever them Alabama receivers got on the edge, it was like, yeah, we gone.
Yep.
That speed was just killing.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 158 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yep. And I tweeted out, I mean, it was kind of fitting that he scored the touchdown to kind of seal the deal.
Yeah, I mean, he did his work quietly. I mean, outside of that big run he had, that 50-yarder early in the game, it was just a little bit chipping away here and there.
Yep.
Damn, 36 carries, Jesus.
Yeah, he can pound it, boy.
Mm-hmm. Hope you got enough for the league, man, jeez.
Yeah, I know some people are very questionable of what he's going to do since, you know, Trent Richardson came from Alabama. So you're like, I'm not quite sure about this kid, but we'll see.
Yeah.
A lot's going to depend on what he does at the combine and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he looked pretty good. I mean, clearly I was hoping McCaffrey from Stanford was going to get the Heisman.
Yeah, I was pulling for him.
Yeah, people still arguing that he should have won it, you know, but hey, I mean, it's usually a coin flip and them kind of things.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm glad it ended that way because some of the other bowl games was boring. It was a lot of blowouts.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of them were boring. Most of them were boring.
Yeah, they were all blown. I mean, even the two playoff and semifinal games, Alabama shut out Michigan State. Clemson whooped on
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, all right. And that was it. And yeah, it was one game where Oregon had the damn lead and then lost it.
Well, yeah, when Vernon Adams went down and went out, I was just like, I didn't think the collapse would be that bad.
I didn't either.
Damn. Yeah, Oregon fans were just like, I don't know. There was a clip that just had these two Oregon Duck fans in like a sea of, was it TCU?
Oh,
who'd they play? Who'd they fucking lose to?
I don't even remember now.
I forgot who they played. Just a sea of the opposing team's fans. Oh,
I think it was TCU.
It was just two Duck fans and a sea of TCU fans. And it was just bad. You just looked at their face and it was like, oh, damn, you just felt for them.
Yeah, it just didn't pop. But
oh, nah.
You know, exciting season all the way around. Has some really good games throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm kind of seeing like, oh, here we go. Football slowly coming to a close.
Yes, sir.
But let's just get you ready. Got guys going to be getting ready for the combine, whatnot. Teams got to reload. So we'll see. Yep. Hopefully the Pac-12 gets some representation.
Hopefully they can do something next year and get in the damn playoff picture. You know, you got that kid Josh Rosen at UCLA. Let's see what happens with USC. They got the new coach coming in. We'll see. McCaffrey's back next season, so he's like a Heisman favorite.
There you we'll go. See. Yeah, it should be good, man. It should be good for real.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop over to this NFL.
And the shizzle.
Wild card.
We all know what's about to happen. Broncos going to the Super Bowl, baby. Peyton Manning leading us there. I told y'all. Said what? I said Peyton Manning is the starting quarterback of this team when healthy. Everybody like, no, he's not. I'm like, yeah, he is. Booyah. Starting for the playoffs. There it is. He leading us to the promised land. He going out like John Elway. Holla at your boy.
All right. Well, we do got some NFL feedback I want to read before we jump in. Since you're getting excited, from the homie Kojak. What's up, man?
Oh, my fellow Bronco. What's happening, brother? Yes, I need the Bronco love. Let's go.
His email question. Who has number one? Kojak in the building.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know I live in Kansas City. Why all these citizens here think that we're getting out of that wild card spot? Like, really? Y'all seen them Chargers twice already? Denver got home field, which is all we need. My prediction is still alive. Broncos versus Seahawks with the Seahawks winning again. How about those Spurs? At this point, we 3 games back. Yes, sir. I think I will leave 2 things for you guys. My new tagline, fuck the Chiefs. In this video from Sunday. Let me see if I can play it.
Last game of the regular season. We in the building. Fuck the Chargers. Fuck the Chiefs. Gonna stay your lowly ass right in the wild card spot. Don't ever think you coming up young. Let's ride. Denver, on 3. Let's go.
So, yeah, man, appreciate that.
Hey, Kojak, you know I appreciate it, brother. I don't appreciate that you predicting that a Seahawks going to beat us in the Super Bowl. You know, that's okay. But, you know, I do appreciate the new tagline, fuck the Chiefs. Go ahead.
Shoot, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I had to get that out. So we missed that the last week. I was like, I know Jonathan feeling mighty good.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, I've been telling people from Jump Street, we going to the Super Bowl. People looking at me sideways like I'm stupid. You know, I won both my fantasy leagues. I'm just saying, it's like I know what I'm talking about, people.
Oh yeah, you saw that Miami handle business, and you were like, oh, it's wide open.
There it is, booyah. And then who came in to save the day to get us that number one seed? Ladies and gentlemen, Peyton Manning, of course. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I got to say. Came in second half and was just like,
yes. Oh, yeah. Can you feel that, buddy? Huh?
That was,
there it is.
Yeah, that was you. I was like, oh, they got the number one seed. I know that's what Jonathan feeling like.
And Peyton came in to deliver it. That was just like the icing on the cake, baby. There it is, baby. Boom. He didn't even have to do nothing. He just came in through like 5 passes and was like, game, set, match. Doesn't matter. Oh, your defense is doing that? Okay, run the ball. Booyah. Scamper for a touchdown. I mean, it's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. I don't know what else to say. The man's healthy now. The league better watch out. This is probably like the healthiest he has been going into the playoffs. Because he's been out for like 7 weeks.
Been like that, just...
He's been able to, his body's been, hasn't been taking as much as a pounding. He's been able to kind of sit back, get his foot healthy, and his body has healed up. Whoo, baby. A healthy Peyton Manning in the playoffs. I'm liking the mods. I'm just saying.
As you should.
Yes, sir.
And then it needs this weekend, but hey, man, so you waiting to see who you going to play. Hopping to these wild card games.
Hey, well, let's start. We might as well start off with the nutty game since we play in Pittsburgh anyway.
Oh, so you want to go with the heartbreak. All right, let's jump into this AFC then. Yep. Wow. Steelers pulled that joint out at the last minute. I mean, I was shocked as hell. I mean, let's just get to it. They've turned the ball over. Cincinnati has the ball up. Minute 40-something left. We good to go. All we got to do is run the ball. Hold on to it. We straight. First play, Jeremy Hill. Fumble.
Don't drop that shit.
I know what to do with it.
Give it right back.
Yep.
You're like, okay. We all right. We good. They don't have much time. We can stop them.
Steelers didn't even take the game. Cincinnati gave that shit to them.
Yeah, it was bad.
Penalty after penalty after boneheaded decision. It's just like, what the what? I mean, I know Cincinnati fans were just looking like, what the fuck is going on? Like, literally, the game was over.
It was.
I mean, we had game one. And I mean, as a running back, I'm like, dude, are you trying to score? Like, dude, just hold on to the ball. That's all you got to do is just hold on to the ball. That's it.
But no. Nope.
Can't even do that. You know, and then you got Vontaze Burfict clocking Antonio Brown with the concussion hit, laying him out with a 15-yard penalty on that. Then what else was there?
You know, Joey Porter comes on the field. How he came on the field and nothing happened to them was strange.
Yeah.
And then Pac-Man Jones. Well, now he's Pac-Man Jones again.
Going after him. Yep.
He was Adam Jones until that moment. Like, oh, now you back at Pac-Man again.
And then there's another 15-yard penalty on top of that.
Like, did he, like, bump the ref or was the ref just upset?
He bumped into the ref.
It was,
he bumped into the ref going after Jordan Porter.
Yeah. Now, there had been a lot going on in the game between that. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger gets hurt. You got fans throwing trash on him.
Yeah.
Which was like,
ain't cool.
Yeah, you're like, all right, you can. I'm cool with you not liking the other team. I'm totally fine with that. And it being a little chippy. But for fans, like, really?
No, what's wrong with people? This is what I'm talking about with this damn society. I don't get that. I don't get what is wrong with folks. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? And then you wanna bitch and moan when a player says something to you. The fuck out of my face with that.
Yeah. It just was strange. And then I think it was I forgot who returned the defensive touchdown. I believe was that Vontaze Burfict again?
Yep.
Yeah, and then he ran into the tunnel. You're like, what the hell are you doing?
That's karma. That was before the fumble.
Yeah, he was having a great game.
He got the interception. He didn't score, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
He ran into the damn tunnel with like three other dudes.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
That's just karma.
And right?
That's karma.
He would have been, up to that point, he was going to be the star of the game. Yep. I mean, he was playing that great. And then, you know, and I've heard Pac-Man Jones was like, Antonio Brown was faking. He winked at me. And I don't believe he was faking. But if he was, then, you know, good for him.
He still got hit in the head.
Yeah, he still got hit.
Head.
I mean, players do this. You see players when it's like, oh, we want to, you know, they stay on the ground a little bit longer so the refs can look at the replay and stuff like that. I mean, guys, if they hurt and they're like, oh, well, the other team, well, I'll take my time. They rush in, I'm hurt. Let me move a little slower.
Yep.
It just was, and then gave them fools a damn chip shot. Oh, 18-16, that's game.
Game, set, and match. Oh, my gosh. And Marvin Lewis is still the coach.
Oh, yeah. I my favorite soundbite, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, cue that. Son of a bitch! You were like, oh, my God. Like, really? This is how you lose?
Oh, man, it's classic Cincinnati Bengals. And straight up, that is exactly why Vontaze Burfict went undrafted in the first place. There was so many red flags on that fool coming out of Arizona State, and that is exactly why. That fool got issues, man. I mean, as good as a player as he is, he's hot-headed, man. He cannot keep his composure, and it's costing him money big time.
I know it is, man. It is. I mean, they kept saying on, you know, during the game that coach was talking to him, trying to, you know, hey, keep your head on. You're doing good. Just focus, and you just do that.
Yep.
And who did he hit earlier in the game?
I think that was when he hit Ben Roethlisberger. And I think somebody said, I think they he twisted his ankle or did some shit that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, and he was already like, okay, it was questionable. And that was an Antonio Brown, but you didn't have to hit him. You could have just moved.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Steelers is playing y'all.
Yep.
I mean, granted, now you got Ben who's like, well, he got a dislocated shoulder. And
he's all fucked up. Yeah, he has become Alex Smith.
Yeah, he beat up. Antonio Brown beat up.
You know, D'Angelo Williams ain't playing.
Yeah, which
probably
kind of makes it sucky, but hey, it's the NFL.
Hey, fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to take it.
Yep, everybody hurt.
Yep.
Peyton Manning wasn't playing. People were like, I don't care.
Yep.
So that should be a good game. We'll talk about that one in a minute. The other one with the AFC, I mean, goddamn, where it at?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
God damn. Chiefs come in there, which you were like, okay, I thought the Chiefs would win, but 30-0.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Zip. Donuts was, for that ass.
It was embarrassing as hell for the Texans. I was Brian Hoyer's ass, man. I'm done trying to be nice with cats. I'm just calling it like it is. He is ass, man. He is fucking terrible. I mean, he got to the point. I'm like, how you not pulling this fool? He's god awful. Brandon Weeden can't be no worse.
Yeah, but according to what everybody was saying, it's like Brandon Weeden can't throw down the field.
Well, neither can Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer supposedly was giving you the best chance to get DeAndre Hopkins going.
Well,
but that ain't
work. That shit didn't work. I mean, you know, so I think he had like 5 turnovers. It was just horrible, man. It was god awful. And at this point, he ain't starting for nobody again. He is backup status.
Brian Hoyer went 15-34. 136 yards, zero touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and fumble.
Oh, jeez. I mean, it was pathetic. It was pathetic to say the least. I mean, clearly Houston is going to be getting a new quarterback, probably like 3 of them in the offseason. You know, they're probably going to sign a couple vets and draft one, or probably draft a couple of them. And they at least signed 1 veteran and drafting at least 1 quarterback. So we will see what happens with them. Shit, if I'm them, fuck this. I'm throwing dough at Kirk Cousins because, I mean, God, he's a huge upgrade over what they got right now. This is ridiculous. I mean, at least Kirk Cousins could probably get DeAndre Hopkins a damn ball.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, look, Kansas City's defense is no slouch. They've won
it
what?
Ain't, man, but. I mean, this has got to stop with this bullshit, this 11 straight wins.
They just hot.
F that, man. They all hot streaks come to an end. And I think, I believe they have a shot at beating the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I mean, since they are the team that whooped their ass last year, like 45-14 or something like that. But We'll see, man. This whole dink and dunk offense with Alex Smith, it can't last. It can't. Yeah, I'm sorry. They end up playing us in the damn AFC Championship game. That shit is going nowhere.
We'll see nowhere. Get there. But I mean,
we'll get there.
Alex Smith, 17-22, 190, a touchdown and interception.
Get the fuck. 190 yards. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, look, they got 141 yards total on the ground. And, you know, shit, you're working. Travis Kelce, 8 for 128.
This the first time that nigga showed up all season.
Shit, man, hasn't had a game.
I was so annoyed having him in fantasy leagues. The first time he showed up, and the season's over.
He been playing well.
He been okay.
Well, he
ain't been as advertised.
Well, he wasn't having one of these games. But you say this is the dink and dump.
And that's the problem. You got players who can't live with the dink and dunk. You got Jeremy Maclin and Travis Kelce. You need to be taking some shots.
Yeah, he can, but I think they're gonna have to. Let's just go to this game. They're at New England. They do have what it takes to beat New England, and not having Jeremy Maclin is major.
Yeah,
because I mean, you really need all your weapons to be New England.
But Julian Edelman is not 100%.
Right. They banged up too.
Their O-line is in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
And considering you got Justin Houston, it looks like Tom Bahali gonna be back too.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this the key.
Awesome props.
Oh yeah, if they can get pressure, which is always the key with Tom Brady. They can get pressure on him to make him have to make quick decisions. This is gonna be a long day in Foxborough.
Yeah, and it's another one of them things like I'm pulling for Casey. Because I would like to, I mean, only because, you know.
The lesser of two evils.
Exactly. One of the lesser teams I got to deal with. I mean, even though that'd be a tough game because they're a division rival.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be Brady Manning 500,000 for the last time with Peyton Manning because it just feels that way. It just feels that way. I mean, good Lord Almighty, it just feels destined to be that way. It happens every year. They end up playing each other somehow, some way. It feels like it's about to happen again.
Yeah, I could see that. But, you know, with this game, I think New England's going to take it. You know, they've got time to prepare. You know Belichick going to come up with something.
Yep.
But if this is the window, Kansas City wants to pull it, now's the time. But I don't think it's going to happen, but I would not be shocked if Chiefs go to Foxborough and win. So
I wouldn't be shocked either, but I think New England's going to pull it out.
All right. Well, since you already know what your squad, how much you think your team beating Pittsburgh by?
2 touchdowns.
Mm. Okay.
I think they're coming out guns blazing. I mean, this is probably the healthiest they'll probably get and probably have been all season. I think Peyton Manning's had some time off. I think him being able to come in at the end of the second half to at least throw a couple passes and get back into the flow and even getting hit a couple times to just get back into the rhythm of actually playing the game, I think was good for him, put him in a nice rhythm. The offense was flowing with him in there. I think they're going to come out the gate guns blazing for real.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're going to come out and play well. Steelers being banged up does not help.
And with Ben Roethlisberger being banged up, I think Denver's pass rush, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware are going to be licking at the chops to get at him so quick. His offensive line is going to have to block for his ass because, first of all, Denver, what was it? Cody Wallace, I believe, one of the offensive linemen, threw a little cheap shot at one of our safeties, David Bruden, and in a sense, that was some kind of personal foul. And basically the safety, David Bruden, was playing with a broken fibula the whole game. Mm. So Denver has some players have come out and said they're not going Cincinnati bangle them. They're not going to do nothing cheap.
No.
We're going to keep it within the lines, but we ain't forgot. We ain't forgotten. Oh, yeah. They were like, we coming for them. We ain't forgotten.
Mm-mm.
So I'm like, these fools going to be licking at the chops to get to Big Ben. So with Antonio Brown banged up and Big Ben banged up, no D'Angelo Williams, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, no running game really hurts him. I think if D'Angelo Williams.
Their running back didn't do a piss poor job the last game. No. They were decent.
But, I mean, your third string back, that's asking a lot. Yeah. Versus this defense.
Especially against, the number one defense, the league. I mean,
if the running game was still on it, I'd have more confidence. Yeah. But, it's going to be a lot. So, we're ready for, we're looking at Brady Manning 3,412.
Yep. To see who's going to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be us, baby.
We're
taking them.
Oh, you know the NFL happy. They're like, we get this.
Oh, of course. If they get that again, they are promoting that shit to the wheels fall off because they know this is probably the last time they're going to get it. They're going to get that.
All I got to say is C.J. Anderson, Ronnie Hillman better show up.
Yep. That's going to be the key. If they ball, it's a wrap.
Yeah. If we get some of that, what we've seen from them in bad times, or neither one of them can do shit, I'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, we don't want to lean too much on Peyton. I'm like, if they can get going, we'll be good.
Oh, yeah. So moving on to the NFC, let's start with the freezing game in Minnesota.
Let's just start with the heartbreak.
Yeah, -1 degree in that joint.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Man. I mean, it was...
Jesus Christ, I feel for you people in Minnesota. Shit.
Yeah. It was just like, that ain't, it's cold as hell. They were playing well, moved it all the way down. Blair Walsh was money. They had three field goals already. He's been good. I think he missed one kick under 40. Get to a 27-yarder. Blair Walsh, I'm confident as hell. Everybody, even people on Twitter, like, I can't wait. See this, who in Minnesota going to play? we talking about the next game. And then all of a sudden, kick. Oh, what? He shanks it.
Oh, man.
Game over.
Son of a
bitch. God damn.
Very reminiscent of the game when Gary Anderson missed his first kick of the season to when they were playing the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. Falcons
ended up playing Denver in the Super Bowl because he missed that kick. The first kick he missed all season. And it was like the one kick that y'all needed most. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Blair Walsh. He owned it, even though he had a Ray Finkel moment with the kick punter had the laces out.
That's all people talking about. Hey, look, straight up, though, for all the people who is hating on Blair Walsh, and I'm sure going to send them the hate mail and talk all kinds of shit about him and all this other shit, understand how hard kicking a field goal is, all right, by itself on its face. Let's just call it what it is. Kicking a field goal, kicking a fucking 20-yard field goal, 60% of America can't do that shit, honestly. Let's just call it what it is. So you got kid kicking a 27-yard field goal in freezing conditions. This ain't just 40 degrees cold. We talking about negative conditions, okay? The wind's probably blowing, so you got to account for the wind factor as well. You got to account for all the dudes trying to block your kick, not to mention the 150 million people who are watching you, all watching you. All eyes are on you at that moment. That is one of the most pressurized moments in sports. To be a kicker to with like a few seconds left, your team's down 1 to 2 points, your kick wins or loses the game to go to move on in the playoffs or even win the championship. Nigga, like, do you know how hard that is? Just a chip shot is in those conditions is tough. So I feel for kickers because I play soccer, so I understand kind of how hard it is to just kick a ball with trajectory and all that other shit. It ain't easy as it looks. Granted, that is their job. They do it constantly all the time, so you expect them to just be – they should be able to just do it on itself. But I'm like, that shit is still hard.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, it like, is in – I mean, he took it. He was heartbroken, so he was crying. And I'm like, I feel you. I mean, even his coach, I mean, a 27-yarder, in the sense, really, nobody's going to feel bad for you because you're like, dude, you make 99.9% of the time you making these.
In a sense, that's an extra point nowadays.
Yeah. And you're like, ugh. And, yeah, the hate mail and all that, I mean, come on. Like,
please, don't do that shit. If you want to be like,
you know what, man, fuck you, Blair Walsh. I hate your ass. You know what, I ain't fucking with you right now.
Even you whack. Yourself.
But you know, but after that, I ain't saying nothing about his family. No, it ain't that damn serious. Like, look, I felt it.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting here like, I was excited for Minnesota.
Yep.
And you just on the, look, we all have teams who've been on that side.
Oh, yeah.
You've been like, oh, my God, he missed it. Oh, thank you. Woo. You know, then they interviewing the Seahawks, like, what y'all do? I'm like, nigga, you survived the kick.
You got lucky. That's what happened. Like,
what you do to pull out this win? Nothing.
Nothing. We got lucky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So just call it what it is. And in all honesty, the way Seattle played, I don't expect them to beat Carolina.
No, I mean, they play what? Let's see. Ooh, 97 yards total rushing. You know, Russell Wilson, 13-26, 142, touchdown interception. Got sacked a couple times. Yeah, it really doesn't come out. It was really a defensive game.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson was held to just 45 yards.
Had a big fumble.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that. This is why we always say you do, even if you have the greatest kicker in the world, I would not want to leave it up to my kicker. You're just like, all right, I got my kicker. I trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the offense, I want to get in.
Yep.
And they were playing it safe at the end, which I got.
Yeah.
But it did feel like, yo, you got time. At least take a shot or two.
Yeah.
Try to get a little more closer. Get in. See if you can get first and goal or something. But look, Minnesota, 11-5. Teddy Bridge shown improved once again.
Mm-hmm.
Good outlook for them. Yeah, for Seattle.
I'm not convinced.
Mm-mm. And now we don't know. And this whole Marshawn Lynch thing. He was supposed to play, and then it looked like he was pretty much worked out. Everything sounded good. And then the day before, he like, he ain't playing. You're like, what?
Yeah, like he said he ain't playing. Like he basically told the team, yeah, I can't go.
Yeah, you told me that. I was hearing.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what the hell is going on with Marshawn Lynch. But his days in Seattle are numbered anyway.
Yeah, it feels that way. I mean, this thing, you're like, is it him? Because I thought it was the organ. I don't know whose decision it was, but, I mean, clearly, if he was working it up to that point, and then I heard that, like, is it coming from him not getting a rock at the Super Bowl? I'm like, really? Like, you that egotistical?
Go.
Like, look, you are the dude. Well, I will give you that, you know, but... Like, bruh, like.
You got to be there for your teammates.
Yeah, you can't hold no damn grudge like that if that's the case. You know, in all last season, we were like, is he coming back? Is he playing? We don't know. He wants some more money. He got his money. But I agree with you. I think this is it.
Yep.
Thomas Rawls was playing well. I mean, it looked like it was going to happen. It didn't never seem like it was going to end happy.
Yeah.
Maybe if they won the Super Bowl, then you can be like, oh, I can leave and now everything's good. But, I mean, and they still can. It ain't, door ain't closed on them yet. But, yeah, against Carolina, straight up, I'm not picking them to beat Carolina.
Nope.
I think Cam's been playing better. Russell's been playing great, too. You know, defenses are like that. I'm assuming Jonathan Stewart should be back.
Yep.
To play. And I just think. Even with what Cam Newton has, I think he can get it done. And it may be another 17-16 kind of game again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with the way Carolina's been playing and the fact that they've lost the last 2 years getting to the playoff, I think they do not want to go for three in a row or three straight losses in the first thing of Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, and plus, look, nobody, you do not want to be that team come off a bye and lose. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's like you just wasted a bye.
Exactly. But one of these teams is going to happen to, I'm sure.
Yeah, it will. It will for sure. And then on the other end, last game, NFC, Green Bay, Washington. Washington looked good early.
Yeah. They were They look good early, and then I don't know what the hell happened.
All I know is Green Bay scored 18 straight points, and that was it.
Yep, that was the ball game. They just started rolling after a while.
Yep.
Good for Green Bay, I guess. I mean, a lot of people really didn't have faith in Washington.
No, I mean, most of us, I think we were leaning toward Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington did have a chance because Green Bay was not playing well.
Yeah.
And they played okay, but it seemed like that.
On its face, I mean, clearly, you know Green Bay is better than Washington.
Yes.
So, I mean, you expected them to win, but again, yeah, like you said, Green Bay wasn't playing well, so you gave Washington a chance, but, you know, with the way Green Bay started rolling after a while, you were like, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, I mean.
They got
Kirk Cousins, 29 of 46, 329 yards with a touchdown, no interception, sacked six times. Jesus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, gotten really no help from the running game at 84 total yards. You know, not much else. Meanwhile, Green Bay had 141. I mean, Eddie Lacy, James Art Starks just got it going. It just it looked like at some point in that game, Green Bay woke up. Yeah.
Yep. It just everything just clicked. Their receivers were starting to get open again. They were making the necessary catches. Their running game started going. Their defense started playing well. Yeah, like everything just started clicking all of a sudden.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened.
No, I think just they finally got it together after such time, and you know, Washington wasn't enough. I mean, Kirk Cousins, you know, props to him. He got the job, and he never looked back.
Yeah. And it looks like they're going to sign him long-term to be the guy. So, you know, good for him. Good for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he'll probably
y'all get y'all quarterback.
Yeah, he'll probably get one of them Andy Dalton-type contracts where it's like pay to play. You know, we're not paying you a whole lot of money, but, you know, the more you keep playing well, the more you're going to get paid.
Maybe Mike Shanahan knew what he was doing. They say he was the one who wanted Kirk Cousins.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Dan Snyder's the one who wanted RG3.
Yeah, and we saw RG3 would write with a little, I guess, left a letter in the locker. And
Kick rocks, nigga. I'm sure that's what, like, half them fools in the Washington locker room was saying, too. Get the fuck out of here, man. Kick rocks. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it's just time to trade them.
Oh, they cutting them. Ain't no trade. They just cutting, fool. Get out of here. You're done.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
That's all it was. You swung for the fences and you missed.
Big time.
So, you know, they still got time. Shout out to you, Big B. I mean, y'all made the playoff. The division is still up. Look, division's still up for grabs.
Absolutely.
And ain't like somebody coming back and being like, oh, snap, look at the NFC East going to be tough as hell.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you got them playing Arizona. That's going to be a good game.
They ain't beating Arizona.
I don't think so either.
They ain't not beating Arizona.
I think that defense is going to come. They hungry.
That offense is going to kill them.
Yeah, I mean, you expect. You're not, you know, Redskins giving you 25-some-odd points. You'd be like, wow, that's impressive. Arizona's going to be like, they can put up 30 easy.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, they going to murder them fools, man. They were Larry Fitzgerald, John Brown, Michael Floyd. It's over.
Yeah. That defense going to get after. I mean, it should still be good. I don't expect, you know, a huge butt whooping. But I do expect at some point Arizona's just going to pull away.
Arizona's my team to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. That's what I think is going to Super Bowl. Their offense is just so damn potent. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so let's see. We're going for all the home teams because it's funny. This is the first time all the road teams won the wild card. I was like, that is weird.
Yeah.
Like, not one. And now, granted, with Houston and Washington, you're like, y'all just got in.
Yeah.
Just because of getting the division. So I wasn't expecting that. But, the Minnesota – shit, all the teams who had the best chance, in a sense, blew it.
Yeah.
Got the game in the palm of your hands and dropped it.
Oh, man. I mean, drop that bitch. Don't drop that shit.
That's crazy. And then some other news. We missed a lot of coaches. Tom Coughlin, of course, stepped down as Giants head coach with that heartwarming message to Eli Manning.
Don't blame Eli.
Yep. And then basically was like, when he left the podium, was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, just I ain't went shaking right past none of y'all owner. Motherfuckers hand. Yeah, like, fuck you.
Kick rock. Okay, because I resigned.
Like, I got y'all bitches two rings, motherfucker. Shoot. He gonna pop up, though. I hear he's in the mix for the Philly job. Or the 49ers head coaching gig.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if Eagles fired, shit, that was fun. Last time he was on, we had that discussion, and I was like, I think he going to come back. They didn't even wait till the season ended. They were like, get your ass out now.
Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles for listening to the show. Appreciate it. Thank you for heeding my advice and getting rid of that nigga and kicking him to the side because had to go. And the next GM who comes in, sir, I expect your first line of duty to be to get the fuck rid of Riley Cooper, sir. Get him the fuck out of town. That should be your first line of duty. Just get him, get rid of him because he's just useless.
Yeah, I didn't get, but then they have some, you know, the Jim Tom Sula, they were just like, that we messed up.
Well, we, again, I knew coming into the season, he wasn't going to be the long-term coach. Everybody knew they just need a coach to, for name only, basically, and title only, to serve as just the interim, because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing after they fired Jim Harbaugh. They fired him with no plan. And then you saw what happened. Everybody fucking retired. It's like, oh, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. I'm out.
Yeah, so, that was bad. I mean, Niners looking stupid.
Very. And Colin Kaepernick, another one. Y'all can have Chip Kelly. Maybe he can do something with Colin Kaepernick. But I've been done with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I know you have.
Been off that train.
Sean Payton staying, which was interesting, but, you know, we'll see how long that lasts. He said he just wants to stay there. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. That's gonna be interesting. I hope for the Saints' sake they play well next season.
Yeah. I hope they get it together.
Yeah, they keep having wishy-washy and 8-8 tight. They may be like, well, look, train you again.
Yep, done.
The Chuck Pagano. Look, I'll be honest with you. They gave him an extension, and I would not be surprised if he's fired next season.
Nope. I think that was a bullshit extension.
It was like, who? I was like, can we get Sean Payton? No. Okay, who else is out there? Oh, that's it? Okay. Let's just bring him back one more season.
Yeah. Let's give him 4 years, though, to make it seem like it's something long term. Right.
Well, you know what? We didn't have Andrew Luck, all this stuff. And the GM got an extension. I'm like, wait a minute. So the dude who ain't even getting him, he ain't giving Chuck Pagano no pieces, he coming back too.
And to top it off, they don't even get along.
Yeah.
Like, what the I don't know what's going on in Indianapolis, but
he's popping them pills, I guess, before him.
I mean, if nothing else, the players like Chuck Pagano.
Yeah. They do. I mean, look.
They play hard for him.
Yeah, it was a bad season. Yeah. It was just an unlucky season for them all around. Maybe now expectations will be a little more realistic.
Maybe now they get the fucking offensive line help for Andrew Luck and get somebody to block for him.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is. Yeah. Get you some people to protect your $100 million investment.
Yeah, you don't need another wide receiver.
No, please, yeah, cut bait with Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, bring him back if you want. I mean, Frank Gore, I think he hit 1,000 yards, which I was like, he hit 1,000 yards. It didn't seem like it, but he was solid. You know, if you give him a good line, maybe he can do a little bit more than that. Yeah, that's strange. Lovie Smith, I was sad to see go. I was like,
wow. That was bullshit. That was such bullshit. I don't know what the fuck the Tampa Bay Bucks organization is doing. Fuck them. I honestly don't know what they're doing. I mean, that pisses me off, man. You saw the improvement made by the team with the rookie quarterback. And all the rookie left tackle, I mean, just young guys all over the place. Lovie Smith got them playing hard, got them playing well. They were in the mix to get to the playoffs for a second in the season, you know, trailed off at the end. But you clearly saw they made improvement, and you get rid of them to not be able to lose your offensive coordinator. Get the my fucking God.
Well, it's because the offense was playing well, the defense wasn't. They're like, well. You run the defense, you got to go.
But Herm Edwards made a good point. That's got to be awkward for the offensive coordinator if he becomes the head coach, because it's like, nigga, you got the head coach fired. Not in a sense you per se, but your presence got him fired.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
And a lot of and you saw a lot of the players tweeted out. Basically, it was bullshit. And they liked Lovie Smith. It's like, what the fuck? And it's like this third coach in like 7 years or some shit. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought he could have at least got one more season.
God.
Because they did improve. You're like, all right, they did improve. Let's see what happens if you give him one more. And then, you know, if nothing happens, okay. But
it seems like if you don't if you ain't playoff bound in 2 years, you are gone.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
God damn.
Yeah, they ain't got no patience.
It's like, fucking Lord.
You got 2 years. Do something.
You got a year and a half, nigga. Golly.
At least for the Dolphins, you know, got the Bears offensive coordinator, Adam Gates, as their new head coach.
I like another former Bronco coach getting another gig. Nah, but I like Adam Gase. I thought he did wonders with Jay Cutler in Chicago. He did a great job when he was with Denver. I mean, and you know, he's the youngest coach in the league. So hopefully the Miami Dolphins will spend some patience and just let him at least have 3-4 years. I mean, the kid, he's like 35 years old. He's like your age.
Well, that means he better reach Ryan. Well, basically means they need to compete seriously for division title.
He's a guy who if anybody can really help Ryan Tannehill and turn him around, he is a guy who can do it for sure.
Yeah.
So now the key is going to be that defense. You spent all that fucking money on Ndamukong Suh, which I knew wasn't going to work, and you still have packages in your defense.
Yeah.
And Lamar Miller's leaving, chucking up the deuce. Peace out. So now you need a running back.
Yeah, I think he's gone too.
Hell yes.
What you think about this stuff with Calvin Johnson? You think is he really contemplating retiring?
I think it's crossed his mind. I just think you get tired of losing so fucking much that you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, and it does feel like if I'm going to keep getting banged up and hurt for nothing, I might as well just...
I mean, let's not forget, he was part of that 0-16 Detroit Lions team.
He was.
So, I mean, he's been to the playoffs. They've been to the playoffs, what, like once or twice?
Yeah.
He's been losing for the bulk of his career, so I'm sure it's crossed his mind a few times. Like, I'm tired of fucking losing. I don't want to do this anymore. I think if he had his choice, he would stay if he knew they would be like, you know, a perennial playoff team every season.
Right.
But I think if they don't let him go. There's a chance he may retire. Just call it quits.
Yeah, they not. I mean, but this is for all the players. I know the big contract, the years look great. But you got to know who you're playing for.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, it looks like he got a 9-year. Land as long, but you're like, yeah, but the team ass. And then, you know what? You know, after year five, you're like, God, we ain't done nothing. Oh, I'm stuck. Yeah, I mean, they trading you. You're like, oh, we'll trade you. I need a number one pick.
But I mean, you know, it was his decision to stay. I give him credit for wanting to stick it out and you know, try to build something with Detroit. But
yeah,
sometimes it just don't work.
Yeah, I mean, they made the playoffs last year. They were basically that little catch away from at least moving on. But I mean, look, I'm going into next season. They are the third best team in their division. And, you know, and we've discussed Matt Stafford, you know, this season, and we don't know about him. He's back to, I don't know.
Yep.
I know he's here.
I know he ended the season on a hot note, but, yeah, I don't know.
And then before we go take this break, I mean, you know, we got to talk about the dude and his pretty much now, I think what? We didn't give him. Last season was the Redskins who we gave the title to as the worst team in the NFL.
As the worst franchise, yes.
Yes. This season is going to the Cleveland Browns.
Hands down.
Mike Pettine gone. GM gone. I'm looking at the draft order. They are the number. They get the number two pick.
And Cardale Jones, where you at?
Yeah, they need a quarterback because – I mean, I forgot what that term was they had with that dude who, whoever that young kid was who was spoiled and didn't know. I don't know that stupid ass term with that case or whatnot. But I mean, it's like, dude, they gave you, it was like, here is the starting quarterback job here. It is all yours. You have it the rest of the season. Go ahead. Show us what you can do.
Yep.
Oh, I'll show you what I can do. I can drink. I cannot show up.
I get fucked up.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I can do well. Gamble. I can go to Vegas very well.
Now, what blows my mind is that they talking about this fool was in Vegas with a disguise. Like a hoodie on, had glasses on, with like a fake mustache and all this stuff. And it's like, oh my fucking God. But I guess he used his card, which had his legal name on it. I don't know. Like, he's an idiot.
Yeah, you just, maybe, hey, look, you just, before, go to the bank, make a, you know, plan ahead, dude, at least, damn. Make enough withdrawals where nobody's like, hey, he took $50,000 out of his account on Friday. I mean, come on, man.
Well, I mean,
they got people everywhere.
Yeah. It
didn't show up for concussion protocol. And,
yep. You know, I mean, even the owner was like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Get rid of him. New quarterback. Starting over.
Yeah, I know Mike Pettin. I mean, it sucks. I mean, he needs to do a better job because they ain't all just the quarterback. But I know he's like, I just want to let y'all know once again, I didn't want to pick that nigga.
Yeah.
Now, whoever you get as a new coach, if he does not like the quarterback, don't pick him.
Don't take him. Yep.
That's on everybody. That's on all y'all. I was like, oh, my God. So I know there's rumors of him going. He a backup.
Whatever. That's if he can even last in the league.
He's just one of them dudes. Those people who frustrate you because you're like, dude, you clearly have talent. Clearly. Now, whether or not he would be a long-term starting quarterback, I don't know. But he had the talent to at least maybe a nice little 3-4 year window where he could be the guy.
This is why I told motherfuckers I would take Johnny Manziel in the third round. Like, people thought I was nuts. No, this is the type of crap that I'm talking about with some of these people. I said I would take Teddy Bridge as the first quarterback. He hasn't been great, but you see, he got no off-the-field problems. He works hard, does what he has to do. He's led his team to the playoffs. You know, you got Derek Carr, second-round pick. Don't do nothing wrong. Improve the Raiders. Staying out of the limelight, working hard. Those are the cats I respect. This Johnny Manziel is a fucking moron. I wasn't sold on him. I like these kids who are humble, who work hard, who do what they're supposed to do, and who are good leaders. He is not a leader of men. And you have to be able to lead 30 to 35-year-old men, grown-ass men. And acting this way is not showing the leadership, and they're not going to follow you.
No, it's not. It shows you don't really care, and you just about yourself. I'm like, that ain't it. I'm like, yes, you play the glamour position. But I'm like, yep. Dude, you had it. They gave it to you.
On a silver platter.
Yes.
Yep.
And wasn't it that weekend? It was like, hey, he's starting quarterback. And then that was a week. We got him in Vegas drinking.
No, that was the weekend. He had that clip and he lied about when it was made. And
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean, he can't even own up.
I'm just saying.
Just be like, yeah, that was me. But don't worry, yep. I got it. I mean, people used to talk crap about Gronk and his partying, but when it came, when the ball got kicked, he was all in there. There was no like, oh, well, he doing this too much. All that
you ain't never heard anybody say Gronk don't show up for a game.
Nope. When it came to work, he was working.
Yep.
Now when his off time, he did what he wanted to do.
But at the same time, you've never heard Gronk getting arrested.
No.
He parties and stuff like that, but it seems like he keeps it in line and keeps it to a certain point where he doesn't go overboard.
Yeah.
And plus, I ain't never seen, he really doesn't have shit. He posts shit on social media, but half the shit he's not really posting a whole lot of shit.
No.
And all that. So Gronk, I respect. Like you said, when the bright lights show up, Gronk is there. He's playing. He's balling.
Yeah, they ain't know what about what you was doing last weekend. He like, what about it? Last weekend was last weekend. I'm here.
And I scored 4 touchdowns the next day, didn't I?
Yep.
What's the problem?
Yes, that's crazy. But yeah, man, look, I'm enjoying this. Football season is it's getting
coming
close,
to a slow close.
But this is the money time.
Yes, sir.
When you earn your pay. So yeah, we excited. We are glued to this.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna take a quick music break. You got a little music to listen to when we're gonna come back. We're going to hop into some NBA. Got some good questions from the homie BTG. Get into Jonathan's new segment. We're going to hand out some awards and get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Y'all watch this shit.
No Limit Studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I speak to P?
P, I ain't you.
Hey, yo, tell them Pastor Troy and them down South Georgia boys said, since everybody think they soldiers, then what's up? We'll go to war.
My nigga playing, just say, ain't no more playing GA. My nigga playing, just say, ain't no more playing GA. My nigga playing, just say, ain't no more playing GA. My nigga playing, just say, ain't no more playing GA. Hey, man, what's up? Big mouth, big talk, big game. On the mic, wish you might show you right. Have y'all thinking I'm very white in the night? Pack them tight, call the fight. TKO, we got more. You ain't know, new one road. I'm a keep it old. We burn it slow. We out the mode. Y'all switch the sweet and don't repeat. I'm too unique. Sit back, be quiet in the pack. Free. I made the beat. You beat your meat. Yeah, bro. You touch yourself. It's the pass truck. DSGB represent until my death. There ain't no one else that won't us. You can trust it. Ain't no fear. You can talk that. calculator. Who would have ever dreamed? We hit the studio later. It's like I owe them bases for making me take this serious. Wasn't for the struggle, though, you would not be hearing this. In the midst, I'm breaking out 3 times a day. What I'm doing down here, nigga, this why I stay. I just pray that I relate a message to some to let them know. Goddamn, ain't no more play around.
Aren't y'all, we're back. Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to get at us, let us know, man. How you feeling? Are you, did your teams even make the playoffs? Are you feeling good about this week? Who you picking? Who you picking for this weekend? Or you had one of them teams where you had that frustrating soundbite?
Son of a bitch!
Let us know your frustrations, man. Hit us up. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman, hotline 323-455-4219. It's on the website, blackisonline.com.
For real. If you're trying to talk your smack, or if you just want to vent your frustrations, whatever the case may be, let us know. We will definitely get back at you. Holla.
That's what's up. All right, let's get into some NBA talk. Like I said, we got a couple emails from the homie sure. Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor? Going on, sir?
First one, hot topic, realistic NBA finals this year.
Okay.
He has Spurs or Golden State versus Cavs. More entertaining finals this year, OKC or the Clippers versus Cavs. Not so entertaining finals, Spurs versus Hawks.
Okay.
Upset conference finals, unexpected, Clippers versus Pacers. Like, who would you choose in your opinion?
Like choose out of those.
Well, he had that.
Or do we just pick our own?
Well, I would say pick your own. I heard the question on Hoopla. Hey, man, I heard your spirit. That's not funny, man. What does my Spurs have to do to be entertaining? This is not the when they won 3 and 5 seasons. We just all we do is play defense. If we score 80 points, we good. Like, come on, man. Damn.
The funny thing is, if you were to describe Golden State, it'd be very similar to the Spurs. There's ball movement.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot the 3-ball well.
Yeah.
They can push the ball.
They play defense. Yeah, I mean,
they can go small.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, like, if you were to describe Golden State, I'm like, you could use the same adjectives to describe the Spurs. It's just funny. The Spurs are boring. Golden State is entertaining.
Yeah, I don't.
That's because the Spurs aren't flashy, dude.
Yeah, we don't.
The Spurs just go about their business, and that's it.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of dudes. We don't do commercials like that.
Tim Duncan is the most boring superstar in the history of NBA history.
Yeah, and he's about to pass the torch to his teammate.
To Kawhi Leonard, who is about to become the second most boring superstar in NBA history. Actually, he might top Tim Duncan, because at least Tim Duncan says stuff sometimes.
You see Tim Duncan Kawhi smile and stuff. Kawhi Leonard is all about
Kawhi Leonard looks so uncomfortable in front of a mic. Always. He just looks like, he got stage fright. Like, he's like, nigga, he says one word for everything.
Yeah, he keep it simple, which I don't mind. I'm like,
Kawhi, how did you do tonight? What did you do? How did you go about handling your business tonight? I played hard. Like, what the fuck, man? You know what he reminds me of? Remember that Key and Peele skit where the dude was just like, yeah, we gave 100%.
Yeah.
that is Kawhi Leonard. Yo, Kawhi, how
both teams play hard.
how did you end up stopping Kevin Durant tonight? Team played 100%. Like, what the what the fuck, man?
That was
okay.
Funny. Yeah. Oh, that skit was hilarious.
I'm done.
But I mean, look, I mean, what do I want? What do I want to see? I want to see that would be the ultimate would be Spurs beating OKC, beating Golden State, playing Cleveland, smashing Cleveland, beating LeBron James for the third time. He can't beat us. The Spurs are his kryptonite. What? We beat everybody's star. Tim Duncan tied with Jordan, and he coming back to pass Jordan. That's it. We boring, kiss the ring. That's what I would like to see.
Oh my gosh. So what are the categories?
Well, realistic NBA finals. I guess it's what
realistic
we
NBA finals. Okay, for me, realistic NBA finals, Golden State, Chicago. Booyah. It is realistic.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. The Bulls are the second best team in the East. Why not?
Yeah. Entertaining.
The Cavs are the almighty of the East. Fuck the Cavs. I'm with you. Fuck LeBron James.
You are fourth. You are 5.5 behind Cleveland. We'll
back in second in no time. I ain't worried about it.
With that, your famous pick is number two. Cool. Toronto Raptors.
Fucking gosh, they just won't go away.
No, like I said, you just picked the wrong team. You just picked the wrong team. You could have picked the Wizards. If you said the Wizards, you'd be right. Because they're 17-19.
Oh, Jesus.
They two games out of the A spot.
And they just fucking beat us.
Man, I saw y'all lost to Milwaukee, too. Like,
I don't know what's going on right now. Joakim Noah came back, and we just sucked again. Yeah. It might be time to ship him off. Sorry. Bobby Portis need time. that boy good.
Yeah. He said, more entertaining finals. You know what? Golden State is entertaining.
They are entertaining.
And a lot of times it's because they got multiple guys. Like, I do think Oklahoma City would be very entertaining, but it'd be like two dudes. It'd be entertaining to see if Kevin Durant and them can beat LeBron James. They can get over that hump. That would be entertaining.
Yeah.
He said, not so entertaining.
Not so entertaining.
Yeah, it'd probably be Atlanta, Memphis. That's not entertaining.
damn, that's bad. Probably like Dallas and Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte ain't even. God, they fell out.
They ain't in top eight no more.
Nope.
Well, Dallas? How about Dallas and Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando's in there.
Shout out to you, Teddy D.
Teddy, like, hey,
the most famous man on the planet. What up, Teddy D? Mm-hmm. Shout out, brother. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah,
upset finals. I'd say Clippers Pacers. Yeah, Clippers Pacers would be good. I'd almost say
upset finals.
I'd say Clippers Toronto. Because I do like the Bulls. The Bulls, I would say, would be second in there in terms of after Cavs. But if I'd be really shocked if Toronto made it.
Mm-hmm.
I would. And then
Philly up there. Sacramento. There's a finals for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, and I saw the Lakers beat Pelicans today. I was like, I don't know. Some of the fans are going to be like, oh, come on, really? Why you beat them?
They're going to move up and just be completely out of their lottery pick.
Yeah, come on, man. We can beat for the Ben Simmons. We need to lose. So what? They ain't got Anthony Davis. We still got to lose to him.
Oh, this crap is funny, man. I am enjoying it. Well, shout out, Baylor. I am loving this Lakers season.
Oh, yeah, man. It's great. Then we got so his second email. First, he says, Pitt versus Atlanta rematch. Book it.
He says, what?
He titles it Pittsburgh versus Arizona rematch. Hashtag book it.
Look, dude, this ain't Madden 16. I played the little thing in the beginning where it's Pittsburgh versus Arizona. That is not how it's going down.
His question is, if you had to choose between these two franchises, Lakers or Cowboys, which franchise is closer to returning to glory? LOL, I set myself up for this. And then his other question, P.S., we all know the NBA All-Star selection is a joke by now.
Yes.
In your honest opinion, create your own All-Star lineup, East or West, of this season only. Your reason for each player and who do you think, and you think megastars such as Kobe deserve a fair, well, All-Star shot. Okay, so. Okay.
I'll start with the.
The glory.
The glory question, I would say Dallas, only because if Tony Romo, Dez Bryant healthy, Jason Witten healthy, they get a decent running back, running game going again. I mean, Dallas can be back in the playoffs next season.
Yeah, I would say since they came off, well, previous year, 12-4 season.
I was like, they were 12-4 last year, so.
Yeah. And you could at least say they've got top five offensive line.
Yep.
You got the top five wide receiver. I know. Yep. Witten
top
is,
11.
Yeah, Witten's getting a little up there. I know. Yep. Same top with 12 Romo.
Quarterback.
Yeah, but you've got the pieces where if they can get a solid running back again.
Yeah.
And get some defensive play. They can get back there now. Return.
If they need to get Lamar Miller.
And yeah, they did well with McFadden and them. So if they just get a little bit better upgrade, they'll be good. Back to glory. I mean, at least they'll be closer.
Lakers probably long term probably have a better outlook than the Cowboys.
Man, John and I were talking about this. I have a question for you, Baylor. What's going to happen first? Lakers back in the playoffs or the new stadium getting built in Inglewood?
In 2019. Shit.
I mean, I would like to say the Lakers.
You hope.
But, we ain't winning no title in no 5 years. Listen to Max and Marcellus, but I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, we get two Max players. I'm like, you getting two Max players? Like, why? Why? Who? What Max player are you talking about? It's Los Angeles. Funny. Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, the Cowboys have a better shot.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, plus, unfortunately, there is no, I don't know what the ownership's going to do. Like, yeah. Jerry Jones is off, but at least him getting the offensive line and all that last season was very, I was like, okay, he's at least seemed like he's willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Now he does have the number 4 pick, so hopefully
we'll
they continue to be smart, draft smartly. They will go, be back.
Don't, go defense.
Yeah, don't start reaching.
Yep. Don't go with the safe pick. Yeah,
don't go with the splash. The yep. But yeah, I like that.
Go with the sure thing.
Yeah, Lakers. I mean, especially if they. You know, I don't know with Ben Simmons. I've seen a little bit. You know, I don't know.
It looks okay, but again, we don't know.
Yeah, and especially if you don't get your pick, if you lose your pick, oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to
especially if he don't lead LSU to at least the tournament.
Yeah. You got to at least get to the Sweet 16.
I got to at least see you in the March Madness, bro. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. But the other question.
All-Star team?
Yep. He said create an East and West. He said East and or West of this season only.
Whew. East and or West. Okay.
I'll start with the West.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got in my backcourt, I got mm-hmm. Steph.
Yep.
I got Russell.
Yep.
Front court, me, I'm putting Kawhi.
Yep.
Putting Durant.
Yep.
And it is tempting. That last position is hard. The last position is tough because the way I've seen the voting, I came front. He is on a topic of discussion. We can get to a little later. Draymond Green is playing his butt off this season.
Yeah, he is.
But looking at Yeah, and Anthony Davis, he can't stay healthy for Jack. Otherwise, he'd be the easy other pick in the forward. Yeah. I guess he hurt too. I'd pick Blake.
He hurt too.
Yeah. Since they close enough, I'll give him some love. I'll put DeMarcus Cousins in there.
You took mine.
Okay. But yeah, that's my West.
All right. So for my West, I'm pretty much keeping it the same. I'm tweaking like a couple things.
All right.
So I would have, let's see, for my own personal.
Yeah, this is you picking.
I have Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have my boy Damian Lillard.
Mm.
Forwards. He is balling, so I got to put Kawhi Leonard in there.
Mm-hmm.
Other forward spot. This season. That's tough. Damn. Who the hell am I going to get at the other floor spot? Does Klay Thompson technically count?
I think he's a guard. Wow, he counts as a guard. I'm saying I would put Draymond Green over. That's my only issue, because if Anthony Davis was playing up to par, he'd be in. And if Blake was healthy, he'd be in.
I guess all bigs are considered forwards. So yeah, I'd have DeMarcus Cousins in there because he's balling.
Mm-hmm.
And other 25 forward.
25-10.
Other forward.
No KD.
I was thinking about KD. I'd go with Blake. I'm sure he'll be healthy by the All-Star game.
Yeah. Okay. I know he asked for our reasons why. I mean, look, to me, Steph is MVP. He took his game to another level.
He's playing like nut.
Yeah.
He's playing out of his mind.
Yeah. Russell and Durant are balling. Okay, Russell's having a great season, too. Kawhi Leonard in the mix for MVP as well. DeMarcus Cousins, only player averaging 25-10. His team actually is two games out of eighth.
I'm just saying.
15-22, though. I just looked at the record like, oh.
I mean, Damian Lillard, for me, that's just my dude. And he balled. Portland ends in horrible.
They're
not.
Didn't they just beat they beat Oklahoma City.
Yeah. And Lillard went nuts.
Yeah, he balling.
And he's just killing. That's my dude. And then Kawhi Leonard, I mean, he's just silently going about his business. He's probably second to Steph Curry, MVP.
Yeah, I mean, I would not argue that.
Blake, I mean, I know a lot of people have made all the hoopla about all the bullshit since he's been out and the Clippers have been playing well. Shit, he's the engine that makes them go. I know Chris Paul is there, but I'm like, they ain't doing nothing without Blake Griffin. Period. Mm-hmm. Plus, he's been balling this season anyway, too. And then DeMarcus Cousins, he's killing. Arguably the best big man in the league.
Yeah, arguably.
And then East. All right, so East, I'm going to go from top to bottom. All right. So I'll have Andre Drummond.
Yep.
As my big.
Got that.
Other forward spot, I would have Paul George.
Yep.
Other forward spot.
Come on. You really giving it? Damn, that one ain't automatic?
LeBron, I guess.
Okay, 27-9.
I guess I'll do it for the Bron sexuals out there. Bron James. In the four spot. We already know who's taking one guard spot. Thank you very much, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And then the other guard spot. For me, who the hell?
I'm gonna see if,
you know what? You know what? He's been a little under the radar. I put D-Wade in there.
Okay. Mine is all the same except for that one. I do have Drummond. Drummond's killing. Drummond's been having a great season.
He's murdering.
Paul George has had a great comeback season as well.
Comeback player of the year.
Yeah, 22-16 is a record. They're looking good. Look, LeBron James is still the best player in the East. I will say that.
Yes.
I know everything was going to we talking about this season only. And as far as this season, he ain't the best player in the game.
Yeah.
That goes to Steph Curry. But he is, I mean, his team is number one in the conference. He's the reason, so I'm going to give him that.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler has taken his game up. He's balling.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
I'm loving that.
I had to give love to D-Wade, man. Miami's still in the mix.
Yeah.
They still in the hunt a little bit.
See, my other backcourt, I got Kyle Lowry.
Mm.
I don't know if he's making out. I haven't seen it steadily, but I mean, Toronto's been playing well as well. I know he's one of the main reasons, so I went with that.
Yeah.
I would love that. Most of this would translate over, but I don't think it will for the All-Star vote.
Yeah.
And as far as this question, Megastars, farewell star slot. I mean,
Megastars, farewell star slot.
Basically, should they be able? Should they farewell? I mean, if you're getting a farewell tour, well, see,
well,
I don't know though.
That's getting stuff at every spot.
See, the only thing is, it depends on who it is. Because I'll say this: if you knew this year was Kevin Garnett's last season, is he getting on a team? No. They'd probably not.
No.
Because he's just not really playing.
You shouldn't. I personally don't think you just give a spot for a dude's retirement. Because honestly, when Tim Duncan is retiring, nobody voting that nigga in.
Nope, he had to earn it. That year he made it that couple years ago, because he was the best player on the team. Yep. And they was balling. So I'm like, you can't just – I wouldn't want that. Personally, if I'm being a Tim Duncan fan, if it's like, oh, well, you know, because look, we only going to get one. We ain't like the Golden State getting three.
Especially if your team's in lottery situation.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You ain't earning.
Yeah, should he? I wouldn't have a problem with him. I would not have a problem with him being honored at the All-Star game. And honestly, because he's having a farewell tour, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
No,
I would not if they were like, you know what, we're going to take this time out during halftime to give mad love for Kobe Bryant. I'd be like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And it's really going to, because I don't know. Look, I don't care about the fan voting. It's an exhibition. Majority of the time, it's right. I don't like Barkley, who was, what is it? Because I haven't heard him say that Kobe should get in. But then he don't like the fan vote. And I was like, well, why the fuck should Kobe get in? But you know, the fans vote, maybe you get one spot wrong.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, they pick. Because he's like, well, Kyrie Irving shouldn't make the team. I'm like, well, if Kyrie Irving balls between now and the All-Star game, I mean, maybe he wouldn't be voted to start, but he might make the team.
Yeah.
And you can't just be like, oh, well, if you don't deserve to start, is one thing. That is the question. But mm-hmm. most of the time, they pick it right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but for Kobe, nah, he don't have to go.
He taking somebody's spot.
He is. I know you're like, it better not be D. Lillard.
Nope. Damian Lillard better make that fucking team.
Yeah, he better. All right. Since we speak, thank you for that, Baylor, man. I always
appreciate
you.
That, brother.
I always appreciate your emails, man. You always come up with some good stuff.
Yes, sir.
I mentioned him with Draymond Green. I mean, he's got 8 triple-doubles this season. I know we did our joke about the top 10 players,
because
I still don't put him as a top 10 player.
Nope.
But for this season, where do we put him? Is he top 20?
For this season?
Yes. The way he's playing, I mean, the way he's playing this season.
For this season, I would say he's a top 15 player for this season.
Okay. I think he's just found the perfect team for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's in the perfect system for him.
Yeah, and I'm not giving props. The dude does everything. I mean, he plays great defense. He can rebound. He can push the ball up. He can hit threes.
Yep.
He is the jack of all trades.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And with he and Klay Thompson, and you got all that length, they're able to hide Steph Curry on defense.
Yep.
Which, you know, depending if, when you play him in the playoffs, you better go at Steph Curry all day.
Yep.
And be like, no, you ain't hiding him. Like with Steve Nash. Like we hiding Steve now. You ain't hiding Steve Nash.
Yep.
Yeah, with that. But yeah, he's been balling. I will give him that. He's taking his game up.
Yes, he is. His
top 10, I don't think so. But this season,
can't go there.
You could argue, I would listen, but it would be like 9, 10.
This season, that's why I said he's top 15.
Yeah. But if he keeps it up for another few years, okay, then now we can have a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But even top 10, I don't know. That's a lot to have.
That's pushing.
Yeah. The Nets fire Lionel Hollins. No, Billy King.
They were just horrible this season.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Joe Johnson is done. He's got to go. Jared Jack tore his ACL.
Yeah, that sucked. He done. I mean, it really did. They don't have nothing.
Nah, they got Thaddeus Young and Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, and they paying all that money in tax.
Oof.
I mean, this dude, the Prokhorov, I mean, I get wanting to win. If I had just bought an NBA team, I would like to win pretty soon as well. But, bruh, like, it's got to be a process.
Yeah, when he made all those moves, getting KG and Paul Pierce and all them, it was terrible.
Yeah, and now to start talking to him, getting Calipari. And I'm not truthfully sold on Calipari like that.
Well, he tweeted out that he's staying in college.
Well, dude, I mean, he has everything. He's everything.
Yep.
He's at one of
Kentucky.
Yeah, he's at probably one of the most popular college basketball programs in history.
Yep.
Guys, he gets one and dones anyway. Mm-hmm. So even if they change the rule, which may happen in a couple of years, the ones who decide to go to school for a year will probably go to Kentucky.
Yep.
So, yeah, he needs to stay there.
Yeah.
Don't come back and now you're like, oh, I want GM privileges. No. Slow your roll.
Plus, I heard he won like 10-year, $120 million or something like that.
Yeah, like, dude, if you left your team alone and just was like, look, Billy King's a brother. I would like to see him do well, but he's had a rough track record as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the name. He's an okay GM, but he's never pulling like he ain't Jerry West in his mug.
Yeah. For real.
And then with injury, you got Eric Bledsoe out for the season, torn meniscus, like, ugh. It just gets bad. It just gets even worse.
Yeah. In
Phoenix.
Sucks.
Yeah, Al Jefferson out 6 weeks. He had a torn meniscus.
Oof.
DeMar Carroll had surgery on his knee. He's out in a minimum 6 to 8 weeks.
Oof. Damn. That's a big blow for Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, they're holding on. Charlotte, though, I'm like, they could use him. And they play an eye, but they really could use him.
Absolutely.
You know, shit, now Kobe didn't finish the game with a sore Achilles. Like, bruh. Oh, insane game. Looking at this, Derrick Rose left the game.
Mm-hmm.
Left knee injury.
Like, fuck me, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This clearly ain't his team no more. That's it.
No, it's not. He needs to be okay being a number two guy. Just, you know, let Jimmy Butler do most of the stuff. You pick your spots. And you got Gasol. Y'all figure out a system to make it work.
Yep. Yep.
Then you'd be good to go.
Exactly.
But I don't know if he's going to do that or not.
We'll see. Remains to be seen.
All right. And then last thing before we move on to the new segment. Got to give a shout out to my man, to Ken Griffey Jr., Mike Piazza, led to the basketball, that's to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
Ken Griffey, 99.3% of votes. Damn.
I think that's the highest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, people feel like he's going to be the last of the clean era.
That's the way it feels.
It does. I mean, Ken Griffey, man, as a kid, that dude was beast.
Yeah, he was sick. His swing was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A little golf swing type swing. Mm-hmm. That thing was money.
That fool was like tall as hell, like athletic with power.
Always rocked the backwards hat and everything.
Yeah, I saw that when they do a backwards hat for his bus set for his Hall of Fame. I was like, he may want to show the Mariners logo.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool though. At least have a picture behind him with the backwards hat. But yeah. Man, and then his defense, man, climbing sick. Up walls, dude. That dude was awesome.
He was a beast. Had his own shoes, had kids buying his shoes. What?
I mean, he feels like the last great, because, I mean, Barry Bonds, yeah, but not in terms of like a star. Like,
yeah, he was like he was a superstar.
Yeah, he's the last one we've had for a while, for at least for black baseball player.
Yeah,
I mean, he was like LeBron for baseball.
Yes,
dude just came in and was like, what's nigga named the kid?
Yep,
that dude was fun to watch, man. God,
he was a beast.
Mm-hmm. So him and then Mike Piazza, man. He was killing as a Dodger, probably maybe like the greatest hitting catcher of all time, at least up there.
Yeah, at least that I've seen. Mm-hmm. I know people mentioned Johnny Bench, but I wasn't alive to see Johnny Bench, so I have no idea.
Right.
But yeah, as far as Mike Piazza, as far as I've seen, no catcher comes close.
Yeah, I know he had.
Because, I mean, he had sheer power, man.
Yeah, he did.
Would smack home runs, and you're just like, God damn, catchers aren't supposed to do this.
Nah, it was sad to see when he left the Dodgers, because I was like, oh. Because they hadn't had a really star like that since.
Yep.
Oh, y'all see Opie was supposed to be.
That whole squad with Eric Karros and all them.
Mm-hmm. That was a good team, man, so.
Yep. And then he said he's going in, I guess, with the Mets.
Yeah, which I can understand that.
I believe the last 7 years of his career with the Mets and got to the playoffs and all that stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers going to give him respect.
Absolutely, as they should.
Yeah, because that dude was awesome to watch as well. I mean, and we're getting close, getting a little closer to actually having maybe Barry Bonds and Clemens getting close to it. I think so. I know some.
It'll probably be two years or so before they maybe get in.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, because you need how much? You need like what's the percent you need to get in?
You need like don't you need like 75%?
Something like that. Yeah,
or 80% of the votes or something like
that. You need a high amount. It's gonna take a minute.
Yep.
But it seems more and more guys are starting to warm up to it.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, let's get into your spot. I know you got something you want to get off your chest. So
yes. Let them know. Gentlemen,
this is his Johnson's new segment.
It's the new segment of the show. Something new for 2016. It's called 5 Minutes with Grandpa. For those of y'all who don't know who Grandpa is, that'd be me. If you want to know how I came about this wonderful nickname, check out the show we did with Teddy D on the Why Not podcast. You'll hear the whole explanation of why. My name is Grandpa. But this is 5 Minutes with Grandpa. And what Grandpa likes to do, he doesn't give a fuck. So Grandpa is about to tell you like it is. So I want to first prep my comments by saying the following. This is not a shot at all at Tamir Rice's mom, at the African-American community, anything of that nature. But when she said what she said about LeBron James needing to step up and kind of be say something in regards to her child and speak out for her son, and she mentioned the African-American community, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Only because it had that sense of you got to say something for my child. You did something for Trayvon Martin. You did something for Eric Garner. You know, we're in your backyard. How come you haven't spoken up about my son? And I just don't think that's fair, because LeBron James is a fucking athlete. He is not an activist. He is not somebody who is doing, you know, all these civil rights protests and things of that nature. That is not what he does. His occupation is a basketball player. So to really sit here and throw him on a pedestal and say, you need to step up and say something about my child because he was shot. Not fair. Not fair to that man to put him on blast like that and just expect him to, after you say something like that, to come out and just be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm in the wrong. Let me come out and say something about this kid. It is a damn shame that this young man, Tamir Rice, was killed. But I want to know who bought that young man that fucking air pistol. Because it really bugs me that, yes, the young man was shot. He should not have been. The damn police should have been apprehended, reprimanded, and really have seen justice for what the fuck they did to that young boy. But the fact of the matter is, that young man had a gun. Granted, it wasn't real, but it looked real. And for any civilian out there, you see a young boy waving a gun like that in the air, 9 times out of 10, your first thought isn't, oh, that's just a fake gun. You don't know. And what if it wasn't? And what if he shot the police? Then what discussion will we be having today? You know, it's just one of those things. Had the gun never been in that young man's possession in the first place, that might have saved his fucking life. And unfortunately, it didn't. We are now in a situation where young African Americans are being killed all the fucking time for bullshit reasons. But to pinpoint an athlete to have to step up and say something, I found it to be a little ridiculous. What about the activists, the African American activists who are out there? What about some of these other African Americans who live in Cleveland, I'm sure, who have money, who have the means to speak out for your son? I understand LeBron James is the face of the NBA and all that, but he's not the only famous person in America. He's not the only person black people will listen to. There's plenty of other people out there. And it just really ticked me off when she went out on national television and was just like, LeBron James need to say something. First of all, I feel for you, sympathize for you. I know you got a lot of emotion going on right now. You lost your child, but it is not my responsibility per se to speak up for your son. That's just not my job. And I'm sorry any folks out there take that the wrong way and are rubbed the wrong way by that, but that is just how I feel. That shit is not cool. I feel, yes, as black folks, we need to step up. We need to say something. Things need to be done, but we don't need to start it by pinpointing each other and saying, you need to say something and you need to say something. Something else needs to be done. We need to find some other way to figure out to get this shit done. But pointing fingers at each other is not the way to start. So there you go. 5 minutes with Grandpa. I'm done.
There you go. I have to find a nice little intro for that.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, no, I feel what you're saying. I mean, it's situation's tough. I mean, it's, there's no excuse for me with the cops. The prosecutor, I mean, it's just bullshit. Just charge him for something you can really get him on. Exactly. They're always going to give the cops a pass. I'm curious to see what this cop in South Carolina who shot dude in the back and then tried to plant a gun like he did something. I want to see what he gets.
Yep.
If he gets nothing, ain't no cop ever going to get anything. But, you know, like, yeah, the toy gun, like my son ain't going to have, if my son has a toy gun, that's just going to be green, orange, yellow, yep. It ain't going to be nothing near black or brown.
I mean, even growing up, we had the cap guns that were black, but there was a lot of orange in it with the orange tip and all that stuff. But yeah, it was a cap gun.
But you sure as hell were not like, okay, you know, our parents was like, yo, that's to look too real. No, you can't have that.
Yep.
So it's really a sad situation. I feel your frustration. I was kind of shocked when I heard it too, that she kind of called him out. I was a little surprised that he you know, wanted to take some time to think about it. But I think that's because it is in Cleveland.
And he has to be mindful of what he says.
Yeah. Because he's
can't just say something.
Like I said, he's a business. This is not just LeBron James. I'm just LeBron James, a person. I'm LeBron James. Like, if you want him to say something because of how large he is, and because he is basically a corporation, in a sense, he's a brand, a huge brand. You know, brands just don't. You can ask a brand to do something. I don't mean they got to do it. You know, then it becomes when does he? So every time something happened, he got to say something.
That's what it's gonna start, and that's what I don't want.
No.
Where it's like every time something happens, LeBron James has to say something. It's like what the
he can possibly help out in other ways, absolutely. But him saying that, you know, that's not right.
Stop killing these young kids and stuff, and you know,
yeah, we
killing Tamir Rice was wrong.
Yeah, we
that
know
ain't that. Gonna stop. That ain't going to stop the shit.
I mean, between, like I said, with the hoodie with the Trayvon, the I Can't Breathe, we get his point. We know what side he's on. He mm-hmm. doesn't have to say it. I know what side he's on. I know he feels like crap about it.
Yep.
But, you know, he got it. We all got to lead in our own way.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Exactly.
5 minutes with Grandpa.
Sir.
New segment. I know y'all like hearing Jonathan, a.k.a. Grandpa, go off on some stuff.
Sometimes I just got to rant.
Yeah, you got to have that old man filter.
Yes, sir.
Say what I want.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. We're going to get into these awards.
We got a lot of them.
Yeah, we do. We got a gang of them. I know I do. So let's start off how we do with the good stuff. The Noise Award.
Noise.
Noise.
All right, I have a few. I got three, actually. First one's going out to the Detroit Pistons promo video for Andre Drummond in the All-Star game. I just showed it on Inside the NBA last week where they sampled they basically cut up Barack Obama doing the Jumpman song.
Mm.
Like, basically him rapping the whole verse, and it has clips of Andre Drummond. And toward the end, they're like drumming that boy up to something. But it's just funny. I was like, they cut it him up, so he's actually rapping the song.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, damn. I was kind of fresh. I was like, that's creative.
That's what's up.
Prosper Bleacher Report. They had the rap group Blackalicious did like a little sports flip of this song, Alphabet Aerobics. Mm. Man, first shout out to Blackalicious because they actually are following us on Twitter. I saw that the other day.
Oh, for real?
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'm a fan of Blackalicious. But
that's
Alphabet Aerobics, if you ain't heard it, that dude basically does a whole rap from A to Z. It is the shit.
Mm.
I may have to play it.
Shout out to the Hip Hop Digest. I'm sure they've heard it.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's... You talk about some skill. Have you heard the Bleacher joint, the sports version?
I got to listen to it.
I'm going to have to find. I'll see if I can play that one. But I'm going to play both of them probably. I don't know. Nice. And then my last one goes out to Steve Smith Sr., who thankfully said he's coming back next season.
Whoop.
He compared, let me find this joint real quick. He compared the no huddle off players not knowing no huddle offense to not wiping with toilet paper. Now, let me see if I can find it real quick. It was hilarious. I was like, what? No, come on.
Leave it up to Steve Smith.
Okay. Let me see. I remember watching some of the combines last year, and this is how I know things are digressing. Things are digressing. So Smith equates quarterbacks who don't learn how to line up in a huddle with the potty training toddler. So you got to teach them how to use toilet paper to wipe? That's the basic necessities. Oh, snap. He's back, however, spending an example. The quarterback from Baylor, when he had to do the whole Gruden camp, and he said you had to learn how to line up in the huddle. And he said, referring to Bryce Petty. Excuse me? If you have to learn how to, that is the fundamental thing to be a quarterback. Saying you have to get used to being in a huddle, man, get out of here. I was like, damn. Cause I was like, yeah, like you don't know how to get, what?
That is real though. There are certain things where it's like, it really shouldn't take you but 5 minutes to learn how to do this. It's like sliding. Like it shouldn't take you 4 years to learn how to slide. It should take you maybe a day.
I can understand. It take a minute
to slide. It shouldn't take you that long to learn how to slide.
Like, I know the no-huddle offense is becoming very popular, and it is successful. But I would think by the time you get through college, by the time you get to the NFL, you should have had at least a command of the huddle. Because I'm like, how are people going to believe in you? You go into the huddle, you speak to your line and your players. And you're like, well, I don't really know how to do that. You're like, nigga, it's the NFL. Like, ain't you been doing that since, like, Pop Warner?
Thank you. I don't know how you guys just forget.
And the fact that he was like, we got to teach these niggas how to wipe. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, Steve Smith. Is he going to be on ESPN, NFL Network? I don't know. But when he fully retires, he getting hired by somebody.
Absolutely.
I was like, wow, that's great.
He gives gold all the time.
Yeah, buddy. Glad you're coming back next year, sir.
Sir.
All right, man. That's it for me.
All right, so I got three. So first one is going out to the whole Michigan State basketball team, who gave a game ball to Coach Tom Izzo following their victory over Minnesota on January 2nd. His father had passed a couple of days prior, and the players, you know, played their butts off for him. And after the game, ended up giving him the ball as just a memory and in honor of his dad, which I thought was a cool gesture by the team.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm sure it was tough for him, so I thought that was a cool gesture. And then I want to give a Norse award to Celtics coach Brad Stevens, who missed the January 7th game between the Celtics and Bulls to be with one of his former players from Butler who has cancer. Well, unfortunately, I have to say, had cancer. Andrew Smith, 25 years old, passed away today. Unfortunately, so I just thought it was real cool of Brad Stevens to say, you know, fuck this game. I have a kid over here who's basically dying, and I'd rather go see him. As Chris and I always say, there are some things that are just they're bigger than the sport. When you got a young man here who basically you mentored, saw grow up from an 18-year-old kid to a grown man, is now dealing with cancer, you know, sometimes you just got to put your job or whatever else to the side and you know, just take a moment and go spend some time with them. Or, you know, I'm sure even though the young man passed away today, I'm sure that meant a lot to him for his former coach to come and spend some time with him in the hospital and things like that. So, you know, shout out to Brad Stevens for that. That was just a classy move by a classy guy. I gained a lot of respect for him for that.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
And then last but not least, this is kind of a noise slash what the fuck. So we have it goes to Penn State linebacker Ben Klein, who before his bowl game headbutted every single person in the huddle. I know people are like, well, that shit happens all the time. What's the big deal? The big deal is he did it with no helmet.
What?
Oh, yeah. He. This is – you remember the program?
Yeah.
Remember the beefed up steroid white dude?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was basically him. Okay. He was just going around the huddle just headbutting every single – he headbutted everybody in the huddle in the circle around him. And then you turn around and his face is just completely red. Covered in blood, and he's just like pumped, like, yeah, let's fucking go. And it was just like, you need some brothers like this on your team. I'm just like, when you playing some football, and I knew some cats like that at Morehouse who played on the football team were nuts like that, but I was like, hey, sometimes you need some Rough Riders like that on your team. You need some top-notch dogs who are just like, I don't give a shit. So, kind of a what the fuck for the act that he did. But hey, I was like, hey, shout out to your brother for being hyped and pumped and trying to get your team ready. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Concussion for sure.
Really?
Oh, man, but that's all I got.
All right, cool. All right, I know we got more of these because they always be coming up.
Got a grip of them.
What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, man, what you got?
All right, I got a shitload of them. All right, so first one is going out to Cleanthony Early. I'm sure most people have heard the young man was shot in the kneecap leaving the strip club. Which had me just shaking my head because these cats just ain't getting it. And it's starting to get really irritating. First of all, he left the strip club at 4:15 in the morning with his girlfriend. What is your girlfriend doing with you at the strip club anyway?
Till good
4:15 in the morning?
Maybe he ain't have a game or practice the next day.
Oh my gosh. Well,
and he got shot, damn.
And what the fuck to the Daily News for the context they use to describe this shooting? First of all, they say the story starts off. It says New York Knicks bench warmer Cleanthony Early. I said, damn, y'all calling him bench warmer? Like, how fucked up is that? So basically, what happened? The man left the club, and it was almost like some damn mob shit. So basically, they got in the Uber car. Uber driver got up to the light and basically was boxed in by like three cars.
I heard about that. Damn, that's crazy. And
the Daily News goes on to say half a dozen bandits. I said, Jesus Christ.
Well, they didn't use thugs.
What they really is, niggas. Came in and basically stole his iPhone, two gold chains, and the gold caps on his teeth. That's how you know it was niggas. I'm sorry, they took all the gold. God, so I'm just saying. So, you know, thank God it's nothing's life threatening or anything. It's not career threatening injuries or anything, but it is the same knee he had to have surgery on, I think, last year.
Damn.
That sucks. But I hopefully this is a lesson learned to this young man. Keep your monkey ass at home with your girl, chill, and watch some Netflix, nigga.
But what I did hear about that, though, is that nothing happened to the girl. The girl ain't get shit taken. And that's when people are like,
was this a setup? Well, I don't know if it's either was a setup or there was some cats that he pissed off.
Some.
Because I'm like, there is no way they boxing you into a car like
4:15 in the morning? Damn.
Yeah, it does sound like a setup, though, because I'm like, how they know where you was?
Right.
I'm just saying. All right, so moving on, the next one is going to former Memphis college football player Reggie Ball. After their ball game loss to Auburn, they lost 31-10. Reggie Ball went ahead and tackled the ball boy from Auburn. There is a video clip of it. Thank you, Bleacher Report. It showed the when it picks up, you see the dude from Reggie Ball from Memphis. Like, he has the ball boy like pinned on the ground and is like pushing him a little bit and takes the ball from him and then starts booking it. And it just runs the other way and flicks off everybody. And you're just like, what the fuck just happened? That's what I said. You're like, what the hell just happened? Well, I called him a former Memphis football player because 3 hours later, Memphis kicked him off the team. Like, dude, you're an idiot. I don't know what you're doing. So I kind of read about it a little bit. And apparently, after every game, when he gets an interception, he goes and takes one of the balls from, I guess, the opposing team.
Okay.
And I guess this time the ball boy wasn't giving him the ball. And he decided to take it upon himself to take the ball. But with that being said, he got himself kicked off the team.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't know what is going on with people these days.
And I don't know.
Moving on. We got Kendall Marshall's daddy calling the 76ers racist. He said, and I quote, "I always said there was some racism in sports. White guys are getting every chance to succeed when they ain't doing shit." I said, God damn. So I guess Nick Stauskas and his kid TJ Cullum, or forget what his name is, are getting some run with Philly. And I guess Kendall Marshall's dad got a problem with it, of course, because his son ain't getting no time. But to be honest, bro, your son ain't that good. So, I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Come on, why now? When he wasn't getting run, dude, he was a first round pick and bombed.
Big time.
Was you talking about that in Phoenix? They racist. They drive to him first round pick. He ain't getting no time.
With the Lakers, it didn't matter because they weren't that good.
No, I'm sure he wished he was playing under D'Antoni. And then Tony is there.
Yep.
You ain't getting run over Ish Smith, dude. Come on.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to Ish Smith, by the way.
Yep.
All right. And then next one, we got C.J. McCollum,
who was
put on the inactive list by accident.
that was funny.
I didn't even realize, that you had, a game chart every game. I didn't know that. But I guess you do, and I guess the coaches have to kind of sign off on it before every game, and the Blazers head coach just kind of signed off on it without really looking at it. And C.J. McCollum couldn't play. They apparently would have gotten technical if they had put him in the game. And I guess the biggest news was that Doc Rivers was asked and had the opportunity, I guess, to allow him to play and chose to say no.
That's a competition, man.
Blame him for, but it doesn't help towards his image of being a dick.
It doesn't at all.
I don't know. Spirit was just like, see, that's the type of shit I'm talking about.
I mean, but
but I get it. I get why he said no.
No, I get why he said no, too.
I would have said no.
Yeah. And CJ McCollum's a starter. It ain't like, he just on the bench. I'm like, the dude is your starting two guard.
Yep.
How do you forget about him? Little wasn't even playing.
Yeah, I guess the same thing happened to Doc Rivers last year or the year before. So he was just like, oh, fuck it, happened to me. So to let it happen to you. You need to learn, too.
Oh, man.
And then last but not least, I stumbled upon this morning, and I just thought this shit was funny. Ladies and gentlemen, you people out there with kids, we live in a day and age now where kids are on their phones with their apps, and they're on their Xboxes and PS4s, and in-game purchases are big these days.
Yes, sir.
So, a father overseas has banned video games from his house after his 17-year-old son spent 5,255 euros, which is equivalent to $7,625.88 in U.S. dollars, on FIFA.
Wait, whose son is this?
Some dude over in Europe.
His son spent almost $7,000 on FIFA in-game apps?
His son spent almost $8,000.
Damn.
Well, U.S. equivalent,
$8,000. In-game purchases.
And basically an in-game purchase. So,
this my God.
Dude, Lance Perkins, the dad, this is what he said. He said, it floored me, literally floored me, when I'd seen what I was being charged. He thought, and he's talking about his son, he thought it was a one-time fee for the game. He's just as sick as I am. He never believed he was being charged for every transaction or every time he went into the game. There will never be another Xbox system or any gaming system in my home. I was just like, God damn. But first of all, dude, I don't care what nobody says. His son, your son is playing you. He's just as upset as I am. No, he's not. The nigga knew he gets charged for every single transaction. You know why? Because something pops up before every fucking transaction that says, do you accept this transaction?
Yep.
It shows you a price. So clearly, Your son knows he's getting charged for everything. Your son playing you, man. Don't like your son is trying to pull some slick shit on you and try to act like that. I didn't know. Yes, you did, little nigga.
And how long did this go? Because I'm like, unless this fool is on that like 20, like that's all he does with his time. Like he does nothing else, no school, no work, just on that game. How do you rack up almost 8,000 and them joints be like a dollar?
And I'm like, how did he get your credit card?
Or $10. I'm like,
Nah, them shits can go up to like $60.
But I mean, in a month.
$60, $70.
You didn't see in a damn month or something?
My thing is, how to get a hold of your credit card?
Yeah.
Ooh, not my kid.
Nope. I'm like, I ain't buying you shit. Don't you use an in-app purchase. Oh, that's right. This ain't no app. Oh, well, exactly. You ain't getting shit. What am I getting for Christmas? A bill. You ain't getting nothing. I can give you some cash. You can give me right back so I can pay this in-app purchase.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, because I'm just like, I was like, what the fuck? Because I know kids, because South Park did something on this.
Yep, the same thing.
But they were just racking up doing. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, with in Canada.
Like, can you tell me how we got a bill for $8,000? Like, God damn. How are you just, how do you spend that much? And the funny thing is, there are people out there who do that.
Yeah, because I watched my son. He always be asking, you like, nah, dude. He's like, the game's free. I see that. And it's funny, after that episode is when I really started looking. I was like, they charge you for everything. They always put it out there like, hey, you want to buy this? $4.99. You're like, shit, dude, really?
That's how they get. I'm telling y'all, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't watch South Park, please watch it. It will open your eyes to what's going on in America, straight up.
Mm. Yeah, I got to get a PC Principal soundbite.
For real. That's all I got. All
right, that's good, man. I have, I don't have that many. I got four. First one I'm going to start off, since we are in 2016, I had to bring this up with Matt Barnes airing his feelings out about 2015 on Instagram. Oh, that was hilarious.
Ridiculous.
Said, thank God for 2016. 2015, hands down, was the worst year of my life. Lost the women I love, mother of my kids, my dog. I had to walk away from the only thing I've wanted, my own family. They call that karma. To be traded away from a team and city I love, they call that the business. Lied on by a pop star who's lucky I stuck to the script and didn't expose her lying blank or her lying ass. Funny thing about texts and pictures, they don't lie, I guess. They call that getting played. Last but not least, being stuck in a, quote, triangle offense with my ex and snitch. I mean, former teammate and friend. Who went behind my back, messed with my ex, got caught, got dealt with for being a snake, then ran and told the police and NBA instead of taking that ass whooping like a man and kept it moving.
Oof.
Now, when it rained, it poured in 15. All this played out like a bad reality show, a nightmare for your amusement and entertainment. For you to critique, make fun of, crack jokes, and laugh about what I should have did or what y'all would have done. I say all this not for sympathy, because I had a hand in all the bad shit that happened. I was never perfect in my relationship. I didn't see eye to eye with my head coach. I was warned several times about old girl, and I introduced loved ones to people who I thought were friends. Lesson learned. This is for all you who had a fucked up year, to let you know I'm right there with you. We in this together. Everyone has ups and downs in this game called life. It gets better, I think. Ha ha, nah, it does, trust me. Remember, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. Stay positive, hold your head, tighten your circle, and stick to your instincts. It's not about how many times you fall down, it's about how many times you get up.
Mm.
I was like, okay, so you had to do Derek Fisher out there?
Do Derek Fisher, Rihanna, too?
Yeah, Rihanna. That Rihanna shit was like, wow, okay.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that was funny. Giving one out to what the fuck, just because this has ended with Tim Duncan, his streak of consecutive games with a point to begin a career ends at an NBA record 1,359 games.
God damn. What is, that was the length he has scored a
one or more point since his career started.
Damn.
Behind him, they had the top five was Karl Malone, 1,156. Hakeem Olajuwon, 1,089. Elvin Hayes, 1,084. Michael Jordan, 1,072.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, God damn, nigga. Because he just had one, like, earlier this year, where it was like where he, for rebounding, where he didn't get a rebound or something like that. And it was like, damn, bro.
Out of consistency, shit.
That dude be doing it. That's why when everybody like, who the best player of the generation? Kobe Bryant. I think we have an argument that can be made.
Oh yeah, he's in the argument for sure.
Then one goes out to Cordarrelle Patterson for getting stripped by fucking Mason Crosby. I was like, what the hell? On that run back, he was gonna score that touchdown. All of a sudden, boop! I was like, oh, he's stripped by who?
The kicker,
Mason Crosby. Like what?
Don't drop that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on, drop this shit.
Pray to God you don't drop that shit.
Like, dude, really?
It's embarrassing. Kickers are athletes, man. Too.
Yeah, they are. It was just like, God, and I was like, man, you fail.
Yeah.
And lastly, the head out. Since we started talking about L.A., let's end talking about L.A. Lakers general manager Mitch Kupchak said this season is all about Kobe Bryant's farewell, and developing young talent can wait.
What they still don't
in
fucking
the
get
hell
it.
Are you talking they, about, Mitch?
They still don't get it.
No, man. Really? You have to do both. Now, at least Byron is playing, dudes. I mean, we had an issue with them moving Russell and Randall out, but you know, luckily, but you still got a rookie in Larry Nance Jr., who is a better defender and has been playing well. And the team has been playing. You know, Lou Williams is balling, and you know, Russell has been—he's been having some great games before he got hurt. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's working for you. But why do you need to come out and basically say we tanking, we don't care? Like the one season that Kobe Bryant is like, you know what? I don't really care if we don't really win. I'm okay with that. Then you're going to be like, oh, okay, you know what? We don't care either. Like, what the fuck?
I know Laker fans were like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, nigga, you have Randall ain't play at all last year because he was hurt. You don't care? You don't have time. Like, I'm like, Mitch Kupchak, do you know who you work for? Bro, I'm telling you, speaking as a former Laker fan who understands what the franchise is about. Like, you cannot, there is no waiting.
Yes, there is, because now they're going to have to wait next season, too, because they're going to suck again.
You know, this is, everybody going to get blamed. Everybody getting blamed. I was riding for Mitch. I don't care if this is what he wanted to say. You didn't have to come out and say it at all. Even if you felt that way, you didn't have to say it.
Yep.
But I'm going to come out and say, I don't really care. Like, so you basically letting Byron Scott go for wins. I don't get this at all. And Laker fans out there, please explain this to me, because I don't get it.
I don't think they get it either.
No.
Because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're going to fucking suck, at least play your young dudes.
Yes.
Golly. There's nothing else.
Okay. So here you go, Mitch Kupchak. This is for you.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Don't say nothing no more, man. Matter of fact, this when Kobe leaves.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Matter of fact, when Kobe leaves, I think they need to. We need to take.
That's
a look.
How Laker fans gonna feel when Kobe leaves.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, they will until people like, yeah, because now I can get easy tickets. There ain't nobody coming. We gonna come see who? The young dudes, they suck though. How do I know they good? Because you didn't develop the talent. You just wasted a year. The fuck, man? God. We were all season, we were like, just there is a balance. And Kobe, actually, the way Kobe's been doing it lately, he has been kind of like not, he's been okay with not playing all the minutes. He's been hurt too, but the young guys have been playing and been playing pretty well. Like, don't fuck this up. Yep. If the young dudes don't show the talent, nobody's coming.
And the Lakers are starting to head for what they really didn't want. Not only are they winning games, they're not developing their young players either.
No, and what's going to happen is you're not going to get to keep your pick. And then when you look, everybody needs to be replaced.
And then you're going to look at your young dudes like, I don't know.
Yep. So
I didn't really see them much last year, so I'm not sure.
Kobe gone, Byron going to be gone. Maybe it's time for Mitch to go. I mean, what the hell, dude?
It's time for Jim and Jeannie to go too.
Yeah, everybody. I don't get it. Oh my God. But yes, thank y'all. We appreciate it once again for checking out the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Absolutely.
As you know, this is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you are checking out the other shows on the network. Check out the Black Is Break, hosted by Casey Lehman. I know I was behind with the last one, but yeah, we just dropped our little review on the movie Chi-Rat. We gave it a thumbs up, but you can hear more to give a little more detail on what we thought. We liked some parts we didn't, but that was a great conversation. Also, check out Turn My Headphones Up. I got another one coming out for y'all pretty soon. Let us know what y'all think of the show. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We always appreciate that. You can also listen to our shows on TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Player FM, PodBay, any place you find podcasts. On iTunes or Android, any of them places, we got you covered. If y'all want to get at us directly, you can reach out to us via the website, blackisonline.com, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely appreciate y'all hanging out with us. I know some of y'all are probably like, where the hell are these fools been? But we back in effect. We back to give you all that weekly goodness of the great sports that is out there, folks. Yes, if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and give us some 5-star reviews. We definitely do appreciate it. Anything that you want to leave us, any comments, feedback, whatever the case may be, whatever your prerogative is, if you love the show, if you didn't love the show, if you think there's things we can improve on, just let us know. Drop us a side note. We'll get back at you. We'll figure some things out. We'll figure it out together. How about that? If you did enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Go ahead and tell the people you know. Go ahead and tell your friends. Tell the people you don't know. Tell the people you hate. Tell the people you like. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Alley, 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 alley-oop on amateurs. Air above all and any actors, it's average. Big barbarian, basically beasting. Fighters get blown up, being brave B-teams. Casually, I chef cash cheddar. Fools get casualties and caught off guard with chin music. Dirty when I drop dimes, damaging the dang earth. Devastate the defense, detonate. Danger, entertainer, entertaining everyone. Every mass, enemies is envious, ain't even peep the elbow pass. Fire on fuego, flick of the wrist frozen. Fear of the fury left flat and then frozen, gloves off for the glass jaws by the goons. Go to ball, gold scoring, giddy getting through. Human joystick heating up, heat check, blam. Hitting hard, hella hype, hero going ham. I'm isolated on islands, it's over, ice in your veins, getting colder. Jerk, jock, jerk to those who aren't worthy. Jamming through my journey in a jet black jersey. King Kong of KOs, kid, kiss the ring. Knuckle up now with the knuckle butt king. Let me live a long life, leading with my laces out. Right now, losers look up, cause it's lights out. My move, marvelous, money shot, massive. Main event, moonshot, MVP master. Nails in the coffin, knots in the knees, triumph. Nutmeg through the knees, nothing but nylon. Opposition off on the ropes in the octagon. 1-2 punched out, lights going off and on. Pillow pick passes, a prolific poetry. Power plays, pickpocketing, petty phonies. Quest for the cup, it's quantum, y'all quote me. Quiet all quarters, filling quantum with warring. Raw ringside rocks, relish and remain. Rallying, rough, rated rhymes, make it rain. Switching on, simple, soft, suckers, spit swag. Slice, dice, shimmy, nothing but nest glass. Turned up, taking out Tim and Mike's twister. Leave them turned out, they are truck stick victims. Unstoppable, upstate, uninvolved. Unanimous, universal year of the underdog. Vicious and vital, victory's calling. Volley all out, victorious, velocity bobbing. We will, while receiving words woven. Moonwalk when I whip, get the world open. Excelling, extreme, extra explosive, accelerating. X out, competition so quick. YOLO pass rhymes, y'all young bucks fall. Yoga stretch minds, yelling, Yiggy, yes, yours. 0-0-0 on the clock, game global. Zoom into the Dina, 0 outs in my zone. Zoning.